You're listening to the Professional Goddess Podcast,
a place for sluts who like to make money. I'm your host, Anna D, aka the Professional Goddess. On my show, we embrace the uncensored stories of being a self-made slutpreneur. As a stripper turned CEO, I reveal all my juicy trade secrets and share interviews with other female bosses who capitalize on their entire existence. From breaking stigmas in the female business world to challenging norms in the adult industry, we'll tackle it all. In 6-inch stilettos, of course. Now it's time to dive deep into the journey of self-empowerment, owning our sexuality, and by each episode, we will earn our PhDs in CE hoetry. I'm honored to have you here, and it's my privilege to kickstart the show. Today, I want to talk about achieving a higher orgasm. You know, this is the stuff we're not taught in school, and we end up just learning it on our own through experience or through our friends who have these experiences. But myself, selling sex toys for quite some time and being the head of product testing here, I wanted to go through a few different types of stimulation that I've learned over the years, discovered and explored about my body. But what's most important to note is how every body is different. We are wired completely different. So I want you to just take a moment to open your mind and think about the sex toys I'm talking about as sex tools, because sometimes we just need a little tool to tighten a screw a little tighter, maybe a little looser, and you really just don't know until you try. And some of us aren't, you know, blessed or fortunate to have, you know, open-minded partners all the time, and sometimes we have to take it upon ourselves and put our orgasm in our control. So the first one I want to talk about is clitoral stimulation. This one is my personal favorite because I had my first orgasm using a vibrating wand right on my clit. So I used to always, you know, assume growing up that the orgasm came from the guy hitting the G-spot. And the only way I was going to come if his dick was poking me the right way. And a lot of times during sex, I would reach these heightened sense of arousal and I would just release and assume this was an orgasm. Oh, no, no, honey. I didn't know what an orgasm was till the Hitachi magic wand touched my clit and I had what felt like an aneurysm. I'm talking the legs trembling, the toes curling. I completely lost sense of my hearing and it all echoed back in after a few minutes. So I thought I might have killed myself when this orgasm happened. So once I physically and mentally and spiritually felt the differences, then I knew what an orgasm was. So now, oh, my beloved magic wand is my sex tool. It's something I keep next to the bed. I have one on my office desk. I orgasm regularly because I feel like it helps me balance my hormones. It helps me get a serotonin boost. For me, it's like my healthcare. I'm orgasming daily. Now, I will say when I give myself a break, I have a much stronger orgasm, but there is a myth that if you zap your clit too much that you'll lose sensation down there. Now, yes, the nerves might go numb, but guess what? They regenerate right back. The body is incredible. So clitoral stimulation, sometimes just wiggling your clit with your fingers while you're having sex or while you're fingering yourself or using a dildo will just encourage that flow between your G-spot and your clit in this circle motion of energy, and it just heightens everything. Now, I myself need a massive amount of vibration on my clit. And you know what? I can reach orgasm sometimes within 60 seconds, which just seems like some witchcraft. But there are a lot of vibrators and wands that have a low vibration setting. And I definitely recommend starting with those and then working your way up, or just fuck it. Go right in with the classic Hitachi magic wand. It's a classic for a reason, you guys. And you know, if your back is hurting, it's also a great back massager. I rub it on my lower back all the time after I clean it, of course. So moving on, to more vibrations. There are just so many sex toys on the internet these days. There are so many brands. There's so many wild things. Like I said, as a retailer myself, I have sold vibrating swords and snakes and all sorts of crazy fucking shit. So if something piques your interest, by all means, you know, go for it. But if you want to stick to something more classic, there are bullet vibrators and things that are waterproof. You can discreetly take them in the bath with you. Gosh, we even sold, I don't think we sell it anymore, but it was an attachment for your bathtub that the bath water would flow out like a trough and just drop right on your clit like a waterfall. So I know some of you grew up with that shower water stimulation. So those are definitely on the market for clitoral stimulation. And hey, if the shower head works, the shower head works. I have never had an orgasm that way. I probably need to try a little harder, maybe something to film for the OnlyFans, but there is just an array of different types of stimulation on that clit, whether it's more pressure, whether it's a different, you know, material, not your hand, something like water. And then, you know, we have the wands, of course, the heavy duty toys, and some are chargeable, some use batteries. I'm sure there are solar powered toys at this point. I mean, I have a mini vibrating keychain on my car key ring, for Christ's sake. And I don't know if you guys have heard of clit suckers. These became popular in the last few years. Oh, my friend's FaceTiming me. Calling all people with penises, I'm talking to you. If you get in your head when it comes to having sex or your penis doesn't act the way you want it to, then I have a solution for you. A penis pump. Specifically from Bathmate. Penis pumps might sound funny, but they're actually an incredible tool to help you attain harder erections and erections when you want them. And guess what? More intense orgasms. They can even help you last longer. Results may vary. Bathmate is the world's best-selling penis pump for a reason. With over 1 million satisfied men and even more partners, Bathmate harnesses the power of water through a hydraulic vacuum, acting as a secondary pump to your heart to draw blood safely into the penis. These are more effective and comfortable than typical air pumps. It's like a workout for your cock. Bathmate helps to flush toxins and maintain tissue health, providing a safe and effective way to exercise an area neglected at the gym. While the user will feel an immediate benefit after using Bathmate, the greatest benefit is typically felt after 2 weeks of regular use. Some notable user stats is that after 2 months, 92.9% of Hydro Extreme users report better erections. And guess what? There's a 100% money back guarantee. They're so confident in the benefits of the product that Bathmate offers a 60-day, 100% money back guarantee, starting from the day the product lands on your doorstep. So try it out. If you're not satisfied, they'll send you a full refund. So right now, Bathmate is offering my listeners 10% off their first order when you go to bathmatedirect.com/goddess. That's Bathmate, B-A-T-H-M-A-T-E, direct.com/goddess to get 10% off your first order. Bathmatedirect.com/goddess. That link is in our episode description. Now back to the show. I call you later. Anyways, clit suckers. There was a great podcast I listened to. I feel like it was during COVID. And this woman had never experienced an orgasm. She might have been in her late 20s or 30s. So she would have different sexperts come on the show. And it wasn't until she was introduced to clit sucking and clit vacuuming that she achieved her first orgasm. So definitely look into suckers. Sometimes the feeling, like imagine a guy's eating you out and he's just sucking on your clit and it feels so fucking good. You're like, don't finger me, don't lick the labia or nothing, like just suck on my clit, bitch, please. So some of us need that vacuuming sensation. So they have like clit pumps. It's almost like, it looks like a little cupping device that you can put on your clit and you can pump it and it can suck on it. Or they have some, like on my website at thehornystoner.com, we have this toy called the Jessica Rabbit, and it has this like flicking tongue, but it also has a suction cup around it, so it will suction on your clit while flicking the bean at the same time. And we'll get into some dual stimulation as well, but I encourage everyone to try a clit sucking toy or a clit vacuuming toy, especially paired with like a dildo or something. Oh my god, I mean, imagine sucking that clit while you're getting fucked. Oh my god, we're gonna talk about these toys during sex as well. So, oh, it's getting heavy over here. Let's talk about G-spot stimulation. I want this episode to just be pretty plain and simple and nothing too sciencey about orgasms or anything. I just want to talk about toys. I love talking about toys. When I tell people I sell sex toys, they're just like, what's the weirdest thing you sell? But honestly, it's the regular dildos and, you know, the dicks with no balls that sell the best. It's the, you know, 5-6 inchers that sell the best. You know, some people do want that Pound Town 12-inch dildo. We sell pierced dildos, tattooed ones. We sell every color, girthy, skinny, you know, pencil-shaped dildos. I mean, everyone's different, like we said. So when it comes to G-spot stimulation, I think this is a journey we're all on at a different pace, and that's totally okay. I read a book called Vagina by Naomi Wolf, and she kind of walked through finding the spongy area in your vagina to find that G-spot. And it's almost like on the back wall of where your clit is, like directly behind it, which is why I love having a toy hit my G-spot and something vibrating my clit at the same time. It's like the two friends shake hands and the orgasm comes. So I definitely encourage you to just look up online. You know, there are some, you know, video tutorials or reading material you can find of how to use your fingers to find it. I had a great time with my partner once. We read the book together. I was reading it and walking him through using his fingers to find my G-spot. So now when I get my pussy eaten, I get some G-spot Pound Town with his nice big fingers at the same time. And now he knows exactly what he's looking for, because again, everybody is different. So make it fun with your partner if you want to find it together. There are even classes in some places and countries where they will have a big group of women together in a room with a freaking mirror on the wall, and they all find their G-spot together. And a lot of them squirt during this because they've never found it before, and they just release that pelvic floor, which is incredible. So moving on to curved dildos, something that they're not gonna tell you at church is that, you know, a regular straight dildo may not hit your G-spot how a curved penis is. And that's why if you ever meet a guy who's got a curved fucking cock, like, he can hook you like a fish, girl. I'm just telling you. So if you want to try a dildo that is a little more curved, more in a like a slight rainbow, see if that stimulates you to achieve a higher orgasm. Now let's kick it up a notch. Y'all know I'm crazy. So the pulsing dildos. Holy mackerel, y'all should see these dildos we get from our manufacturers. Oh my god, we have one called the Eastwood. It's shaped like a literal gun and it pulsates back and forth. And I'm like, could you imagine a kinky motherfucker pulling out his like Clint Eastwood dildo and shoving it in your pussy? Like, no shame. If it's consented and everyone's safe, you know, godspeed. But these pulsing dildos, when they touch your G-spot, they are pumping and just really, really activating that G-spot and pushing all over it. So some of them are curved and pulsating. This stuff is crazy. I had my first clitoral and G-spot orgasm using something that was pulsating on my G-spot. The orgasm was different than the clitoral vibrating orgasm, which was, at one point, I thought the way I would achieve orgasm forever. It was easy. I loved it. It felt great. Why try something else? If it broke, don't fix it, you know? 10 seconds is on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? your relationships, your skills, your subscriber count, maybe his you-know-what. Well, how about businesses on Shopify? When I started podcasting, an online store was the farthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my ebooks, merchandise, and audiobooks for my listeners, and it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit $1 million order stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. When I utilized Shopify's App Store, I realized I could make my product fulfillment so much easier. Instead of manually emailing my customers their e-purchases, I could simply install an app that would automatically fulfill their orders, and it was free. Now I have an automation in place that requests their feedback after the purchase is delivered so I can continue to grow as an author and educator. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control of your business and take it to the next level. Their marketing features make my holiday email campaigns a breeze. I no longer have to outsource so many tasks because Shopify helps me automate them. And when you're a business owner, every expense counts. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/slutchpreneur, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/slutchpreneur now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/slutchpreneur. Also in the episode description. So, I put this dildo in my pussy. It's pulsating all over my G-spot. The top of the toy is working on the clit, and the orgasm felt more warm and hot. It had much more buildup. And then when the orgasm came, it stayed and it lingered. And the more I relaxed and pushed out, I truly felt like the orgasm lasted upwards to 2 minutes long. And because I was by myself and comfortable and not worrying how my belly was looking or anything, I just let go. And I said, okay, you know, that one we got to work a little bit more for, but definitely worth it. 10 out of 10. So the tool I was using was a rabbit, a thrusting rabbit. We have plenty of rabbits at thehornystoner.com. We have pink ones, we have gold ones, we have glitter ones, we have LED ones, y'all. I told you, I got you. Not only are they functional, but they're pretty as fuck. I love dildos that look like they're fit for a princess, because that's what we deserve. So check out a dual stimulator, something that's going to reach your G-spot and your clit at the same time. So let's kick it up a notch. Let's throw in some nipple play to achieve a higher orgasm. Sometimes when I'm about to come and he knows it, our thing is like he knows to squeeze my nipples, to twist them, and not super hard, but just like soft enough that I can just feel the nerves like going from my tits down to my pussy and just heightening my orgasm. So even if you want to try it on yourself, if you know you're about to come and just kind of squeeze and play with one of your own nipples, or even during foreplay, doing this can really get you going. So nipple play is actually one of my friend's way. That's her orgasm way. She says that the only way she can come is if she has something or a toy or a person sucking on her nipples. So there are so many suckers and clamps on my website. We have these nipple sucker contraptions. Again, they look like like cups if you were going to get cupping, because you can twist them and they tighten and they stay on, but they're cute. They're pink, you know, like they don't look like a medical device or something. So having these sucking on your nipples the entire time you're having sex or masturbating is a great way to achieve your orgasm. Now, I like to talk about this Jessica Rabbit toy that we sell because it is so multifunctional. It has the suction attachment that you can put on, but it also flicks. So if you were to hold it against your breast, it can suction on your tit while also flicking at your nipple. So I like that dual stimulation. I think it feels really nice. You can always twist off the suckers if you just want the flicking play on your nipples. It's almost like someone's using their tongue to flick at it. Or we can go old school. We can just get nipple clamps. I mean, they're still selling the ones with the jingle bell balls on them and all sorts of things. So nipple play is a great, easy way to achieve a higher orgasm. And some guys like it too. And some of them don't know they like it. So if you're comfortable and you're consenting, maybe see if he'll let you tickle and lick on his nipples. Now let's talk about, let's see what else I got on here. I have anal play. I thought this was, I mean, I'm not going to say it's simple. I'm still not the anal queen yet. I've only done it two or three times, but there was a time where I had a plug in me while I was having sex and it heightened my orgasm incredibly, which led me to believe I'm a love a little finger in my ass while I'm getting fucked, okay? And that is all right. If you want to put your finger in your ass, if you want him or her or they to put the finger in your ass, by all means, heighten that orgasm, baby. Y'all know there's a lot of nerves and a whole nother G-spot world in the anal cavities. So there are little plugs you could start with. We sell a lot of plug sets, small, medium, large. You can put a plug in before you know you're going to do anal to kind of get the walls nice and lubed up. There are even plugs that vibrate. There are ones that pump up bigger when they're inside of you. I don't want to speak on this too much because I'm not an expert, but we have the toys. There's a huge community and world that loves some anal orgasms. So heighten the orgasm you're going to have with some extra orgasm in your back door, you know, and hey, he might like it too. Maybe he don't know he like it, but if you, you know, explore and you're open and, you know, you have your little toy box, it's fun to play little Russian roulette with which toy are we going to use tonight. Now let's talk about him for a moment while he's looking at this anal plug we have in front of him and he is not down to use it. Maybe show him the cock ring, okay? The simple, basic little, it looks just like a round jelly candy. It's like a big hair tie that it could be silicone typically. So cock rings are so non-intimidating for people with penises. You basically stretch this, imagine it like a rubber band. It can be put at the base of their cock or go further and put it around the base and the balls to get the balls in there. Because imagine when you're giving a blowjob and you're gripping the base, you're constricting that blood flow. You're making them harder and stronger. They're going to last longer. The orgasm is going to be so much more intense for them. So introducing cock rings is a very non-threatening sex toy. And I think guys tend to feel that the orgasm is stronger. And then they're like, okay, I'm gonna get a six pack of these cock rings, which we sell at thehornysdonor.com. Sorry for all the plugs. Wink, wink. You know, girls got bills to pay. So I really have enjoyed playing with cock rings. They are an essential in the bedside drawer. There are some cock rings that even have anal toys attached to them. Some of them have little vibrator, almost like a tiny little vibe attached to it. So when they are thrusting in you, you are feeling that vibration from the cock ring. Now, for my guy, sometimes it's a little too intense. The cock ring and me using like a vibrator on my clit while we're having sex is enough vibration. Like, we don't need another vibrator on the base of his cock. So that is the cock ring spiel I had for you. What else do we have here? Pelvic floor stimulation. There are, you know, Kegel toys and also, oh my gosh, we have the cutest Kegels. We have like fruit shaped ones. They're all out of stock right now. I need to restock them for the spring. But if you have a strong pelvic floor, sometimes they say that can attribute to a higher orgasm. I'm not an expert in that field just yet. I need to do a little more research, but I'm sure some of you listening are raising your hand like, yes, bitch, I know all about it, bitch. Okay, last but not least, I wanted to talk about foreign object or fantasy play. Now, tentacles and just strangely shaped dildos, vibrators, things that look like everyday objects like cucumbers and vegetables. These foreign toys kind of get your brain going in a little different direction. If you're a little kinky, if you are really, you know, you like to go outside the box and explore, some people get really turned on by different things going in their pussy, like really, really big things or really, really, you know, things that have different textures on them. So I sell a wide array of fantasy tentacles and, you know, objects that look like everyday objects. We have this water bottle dildo that people go insane for. It's not necessarily my cup of tea, but I will say I have watched a lot of porn with girls using tentacles or like anime tentacle stuff, and that shit's fire. I'm not gonna lie, like, you never know until you know, you know. Sometimes it makes you tingly down there. So I hope these suggestions really help you achieve a higher orgasm. Honestly, this episode is for you. I want you to feel good. I want you to explore your body, and I want you to teach others from your experience. I have helped so many people actually orgasm, you know, and have these thank God moments. And I feel like I wouldn't have unless I put my guard down and removed stigma about certain toys and really was just honest with my partner about new things I wanted to try. That Pandora's box just wide opened up. You know what I mean? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to check out the toys I have at thehornystoner.com. Inventory is a little low and slow right now with the way of the world is. Not everyone's spending money on vibrators, but that's okay. I hope you guys are okay. I know things are tight right now, so just hold strong. We're in this together. Make sure to reach out to your community and your resources when you need it, because I know I sure have, and the world's a crazy place right now, but it's nice and safe here on the pod. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye now. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Professional Goddess Podcast. If you want to keep the show going and growing, make sure to leave a 5-star review. Shop my merch and ebooks at professionalgoddess.com. Make sure to use code SLUT at checkout for a little surprise. My book, Slutpreneur Secrets, is now available on Amazon. Have a question, episode request, or want to be a guest on the show? Email my team via management@professionalgoddess.com. And lastly, if you want to get all up inside me, subscribe to my premium content on OnlyFans at professionalslut.com. All these links and other socials will be in the show notes of the episode. But most importantly, thank you for subscribing to the show, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, sluts.